From the newsrooms of WBUR and GBH, I'm Paris Alston. Welcome to Consider This from Boston, where the Museum of Science is taking health education to a whole nother level. For months, the museum has been teaching kids about the coronavirus through interactive exhibits. Now, they've set up a clinic to vaccinate children age 5 through 11. WBUR's Amanda Beland was at the museum's clinic last Saturday and is here to tell us how it went. Hey, Amanda, how's it going?
Hey, Paris, I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. And don't get me wrong, it's always exciting to talk about the Museum of Science, but why make it a vaccine site?
I think the main goal is to make kids feel comfortable. I don't know about you, Paris, but I did not like getting shots as a kid. It took a lot of coaxing at my doctor's office to make me feel comfortable.
Yeah, I remember those days.
And I think a lot of kids are like this. So really any distraction or activity or prize to take their minds off the needle and the anticipation of the shot is beneficial for them and their parents. And I really think the other reason is similar to the mantra that circulated around the adult world last year, which was do your part, this idea of protecting yourself, therefore protects others. Here's Museum President Tim Ritchie talking about building that sense of empowerment in kids.
We want to bring it to the Museum of Science where we can celebrate them and make it something different than a clinical experience, but more of a celebratory experience about their active leadership.
And at the museum, they've been talking about this active leadership in their pandemic exhibits for months. And now it's present at their clinics. There are signs everywhere that say, heroes this way. And when I went, kids were even dressed as heroes. The museum's famous T-Rex was also donning a cape and a mask, all prepared for the clinic.
Okay, that sounds like the cutest thing ever. So take us there. What was it like to see all these kids lined up, and how was the clinic set up?
It was honestly pretty cool. The clinic is situated really between the IMAX theater and the museum's planetarium. They have rows of tables and chairs with volunteers and pediatricians. Parents were milling about. There were balloons. There was even a T-Rex balloon. I'm sure you're sensing a theme here.
Yes, definitely. Rawr.
Stickers and stuffed animals were also around. And the shots, of course, were free. Anyone could get one, and if you got one, you got free tickets to the museum afterwards. All in all, it was a pretty sweet deal. I kind of wish that I was getting vaccinated that day. It's also important to note that the museum has vaccines available for adults, too. So it's possible for a whole family to go in, if there are appointments available, and get vaccinated together.
And you talked to some kids and their parents. How were they feeling about this momentous occasion?
I'd say the overwhelming feeling was relief. So much relief and lots of happiness.
Yeah, because they've had to wait a long time for this.
Yeah, that's right. And a lot of kids I saw were excited too. They were asking their parents to take their picture with various vaccine signs, you know, just vaccinated stickers being shown off. I spoke with brothers Christopher and Kellen Lockhart, who got their shots together. Here's what they had to say.
It felt just like the slightest bit of pressure. And then, boom, it was over. So, not that bad at all.
I think it hurt less than a flu shot. Now I could do this 5 times a year, honestly.
All right, you go, Christopher.
Right? And when it came to the parents, they were also very emotional. And can you blame them? Elizabeth Taglauer was there with her daughter, Alana. Elizabeth said she couldn't wait to get Alana vaccinated.
It's a really special day. I'm a doctor and I do COVID research, and it's just so meaningful to have my daughter here and fight this terrible virus.
And I should mention, Alana was dressed as Wonder Woman, complete with a sparkly cape, very fitting for the occasion.
Most definitely.
And there were other parents who were just excited about what this shot meant. You know, a brighter future, maybe no masks in schools, or a different school experience in general. Arlene Kellner was one of them. She brought her sons, Walter and Marty, to get vaccinated. She talked about how relieved she was watching them get their shots.
I started to get a little overwhelmed. I teared up at the end, just this sort of big sense of relief and seeing how many people came together to make this pleasant for the kids after they've had to give up so much the past few years really touched me.
And I gotta say, Paris, we've both been working and covering the pandemic from the beginning. And being there, seeing all the emotions, all this relief, all this happiness, it was awesome, really refreshing, especially remembering the gloom we felt last year at this time when we were looking down the barrel of an unvaccinated winter.
Oh, yeah, it's crazy to think that that was just a year ago. But all of this is really encouraging, and it has me wishing I was a kid again so I could go get my vaccine at the Museum of Science and dress up like a dinosaur. But it's important to note that not all parents are getting their kids vaccinated, are they?
Yeah, that's right. The vaccine hesitancy that we've been seeing with adults is sort of translating back to their kids. A recent survey from the Mass Inc. polling group shows something like 1 in 3 parents don't plan on getting their kids vaccinated. And this is significant, but it shouldn't overshadow the fact that the majority of parents, about 60%, do plan on getting their kids vaccinated in Massachusetts. I also think it's important to note that early studies have shown the vaccine is 91% effective at preventing the virus in this age group, kids age 5 through 11. That's as effective, if not more, than vaccines for adults.
Well, there you have it. Science at its best. That's WBUR producer Amanda Beeland. And we should say that Amanda used to be a producer on our show as well. So we loved having you back in the mix today, Amanda. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Paris.
And folks, the Museum of Science will be hosting another clinic this weekend. That's right, tomorrow and Sunday. So if you need some weekend plans, there you go. The next one after that will be 2 weekends from now, December 4th and 5th. Before we go, I should tell you what else is up. Massachusetts residents 18 and older can now sign up for their COVID booster if it's been 6 months since they received the second dose of the Pfizer or Moderna vaccine. Now, even with the booster, some experts say they think it could be another rough winter when it comes to COVID cases. Dr. Shira Daron is an infectious disease specialist at Tufts Medical Center.
Will boosters prevent a winter rise? I don't think so. On an individual basis, though, I'd rather be protected by a booster than not protected by a booster going into this winter season.
For residents who receive the single-dose Johnson & Johnson shot, it's advised that they get a booster 2 months after their initial dose. In other news, for the second year in a row, enrollment in the Boston Public Schools has dropped dramatically. As of now, there are 2,000 fewer students in Massachusetts' largest school district compared to last year, an 8% drop in enrollment. And this follows a broader trend in public schools, with enrollment down by 37,000 students across the state, a 4% decrease in student population. Will Austin runs the nonprofit Boston Schools Fund. He says it'll take creative long-term thinking to reverse the situation.
This is going to take years of investment in housing, school facilities, school quality, and a variety of other things to kind of grow and retain enrollment.
Austin says he hopes that $400 million in federal aid will help BPS make it through the crisis. Meantime, Massachusetts Attorney General Mara Healey is launching an investigation into Instagram. Healey and 7 other attorneys general are accusing the Meta-owned platform, remember, that's the new name for Facebook, of knowingly harming children and young adults. The investigation comes amid revelations that Instagram knew that its content could be harming girls with body image problems and contributing to suicidal thoughts in teens. Harvard public health scientist Bryn Austin says it's important for states to take action.
The idea that Instagram would be deliberately driving that kind of dangerous and shocking content to 13-year-olds is abominable. It's abhorrent and it's predatory.
A spokesperson for Instagram denies Healey's accusations and says they're continuing to develop safety features like parental controls. And finally, Worcester is making its public transit system fare-free for at least another year. Riders have been able to use the Worcester Regional Transit Authority at no cost since the start of the pandemic. Now, the agency is extending the program while its board decides whether to make fare-free usage permanent. Board Chair Gary Rosen says the extension is the right move, but a big financial challenge lies ahead.
We got to be careful. We need a sustainable source of revenue. The federal funds that we are pleased and lucky to have won't last us forever.
News of Worcester extending its fare-free program comes as new Boston Mayor Michelle Wu is expanding fare-free rides on 3 MBTA bus routes. So with all these free rides, I'm wondering, will that make you more likely to use public transit? Send me a text with your thoughts to 617-272-7346. That's 617-272-7346. From the newsrooms of WBUR and GBH, the greatest combo since free public transit and getting around. I'm Paris Alston. Be well. By the way, every day you hear us tackle news in Boston on Consider This, well, another one of WBUR's programs uses a wider lens. On Point, hosted by Meghna Chakrabarty, sets out to make sense of the world together, from the economy and healthcare to politics and the environment and much more. On Point talks with newsmakers and real people about the issues that matter most. Get the On Point podcast wherever you listen. Just search On Point and hit subscribe.